All the labor of this man is for his mouth. Therefore, his soul cannot be satisfied. No one knows how what changes. 100 million years from now, all that we consider to be the great works of man, the sculptures in the libraries, the monuments in the museums, the cities and the factories, will be compressed into a layer of sediment not much thicker than a cigarette paper.
Down your sorrow.
The earth inhales God. Why should we not do the same? Does he not himself provide me with the accusations I use against him?
The intellectual yell that follows.
This lovely light, the light's not me. All loveliness is anguish to me, since I can ne'er enjoy.
I don't know.
Blame not the night, the tale hath ne'er an end.
But I think, forgot to
and then I think,
say hello.
And then I think. It was beginning to seem to me that the universe, with its starry vault of impassable and tormentingly mysterious globes, was not perhaps the most imposing thing I had dreamt of.
In the distance, look, the blind man, death this instant.
The scene is under control of the unseen. The surface is at the behest of the underworld. The only paradise we know through our senses and intuition is that of the beloved. And the only hell, disappointment and love.
None were cured, why? I don't know.
There's only so much water, so much earth, so much air.
But I forgot.
But the life that is demanding to be born is limitless. Perhaps the name you call God is not really his. Maybe it is just an alias.
So.
Love so needs to love that it will endure almost anything, even abuse, just to flicker for a moment.
Till tomorrow, girl. Oh, I don't mind. But I forgot to say hello.
All worldly pursuits have but one unavoidable and inevitable end, which is sorrow. Acquisitions and dispersion, buildings and destruction, meetings and separation, births and death. I say a flower, and beyond the oblivion to which my voice banishes no contour, as something other than the familiar calluses, arises musically the fragrant idea itself, the absolute flower of all bouquets. Flesh is sad, and I've read every book. Holding our suffering, looking deeply into it, and transforming it into compassion, we find a way to happiness. But so long as I remain an I, who is conscious of a void and stands apart from it, there will remain a snow mist on the mirror. Myths, unlike facts, are incorrectible. All the mire of my past is being transformed to luminous azure, and I glimpse the future through the tranquil, limpid emerald of continual joy. Be sure of this, O young ambition. All mortal greatness is but disease. An arch under which we slide divides our lives for us. After we have passed, we know we have left something behind we shall not see again. Now there will never be a new thing between us. Our life together is frozen in the past. All creatures are doing their best to help God in his birth. We are all madly in love with the same God. And perhaps at midday in the fairest weather, with one half-throttled shriek, we drop through that transparent air into the summer sea, no more to rise forever. Heed it well, ye pantheists. Thank you.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, the 15th of April, 2016, just after 1 o'clock. Welcome to UK Column News. I'm your host, Brian Gerrish. With me in the studio, Mike Robinson.